It is time for your KDNK local newscast for this Monday morning, September 12, 2016. I'm Steve Cole, live in our Carbondale studios with News Director Gavin Dahl. Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning, Steve. Got a fun feature lined up today. First, these headlines. Carbondale's Bike, Pedestrian, and Trails Commission meets today at 6 at Town Hall. The agenda includes a conversation about lighting on pedestrian walkways. Women in Carbondale have been saying the town needs to do more to ensure safety at night after two assaults on women that have gone unsolved. Pitkin County announced Friday that Longmont Middle School teacher Matthew Bars, whose body was found near McClure Pass on Labor Day, died of head trauma from an accidental 30-foot fall. Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! Has alerted her followers that an arrest warrant has been issued, accusing her of trespassing while reporting on the attack dogs sicked on water protectors in North Dakota. If you missed our own Amy Haddon Marsh's reporting, go to kdnk.org. Carbondale is the latest stop on a nationwide tour called Proof is Possible. Grace Lunsford does many things. She's an actress, film producer, musician, builder, and educator. She and her husband, Corbett, are on an educational nationwide tour called Proof is Possible that stops in Carbondale today at the Carbondale Rec Center from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thanks so much for speaking to KDNK, Grace.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So you're traveling in a high-performance tiny house on wheels with your husband and baby. You and your husband built this thing. It's called the Tiny Lab, and people call you a home performance power couple. What's the big objective of your tour?
Our major objective is not necessarily to get people to become tiny house owners, but for them to embrace our home and think about our four walls and how we've constructed it together and take that home performance knowledge back into their everyday life, back into their home, their 16 walls, their 20 walls, whatever, so that they know that it is attainable in their home too.
So you have local sponsors of this tour stop, including the Environmental Board, Clear, Core, and AboutSavingHeat.com. What's the big deal with energy retrofitting?
Thing about energy efficiency is really it's a byproduct of high performance. So if we can start thinking about our home's performance like we think about our body's performance or our car's performance, then we will all kind of naturally fall into place with energy efficiency, which is the objective and goal of all of those organizations.
My guest is Grace Lunsford, founder of the Proof is Possible Tour in Carbondale today. What's the schedule like, say, for someone who can only get away on their lunch break but wants to come check y'all out?
So that's the really cool thing. Because it's a tiny lab, our tours are about 5 minutes. So you can come on over, jump in line. We do six at a time in the house. The really cool thing is you get to see and feel and hear home performance. Honestly, the first thing I say to everybody is say, just take a listen. And it's dead quiet. And the second thing I say is take a deep breath. In through your nose, what do you smell? And they always say, fresh or like wood. I don't smell anything. Excellent. Because I have two cats and a baby and a composting toilet. And all of those are pretty smelly in 210 square feet. And you're not smelling them, right? So that is the sound and the smell of home performance. Seal tight, ventilate right, and you'll have additional comfort, you'll have better safety in your home, and you'll have that beautiful thing of energy efficiency.
Well, so in addition to doing tours of the Tiny Lab, I heard something about a giveaway of a smart thermostat. What are smart thermostats?
Smart thermostats are programmable, and so you can kind of control your temperature even when you're away. So the smartest thermostats today actually give you back performance feedback of what's happening in your home, which again is the thing that we're going for, home performance. Everybody should know what this is. It's actually really common sense when you figure it out, but marketing campaigns for different products have kind of blurred the issue.
How so?
For example, when you go to the doctor, there are always four measurements done before you even get to talk to the doctor, right? You can probably guess them.
Okay, so weight, height, blood pressure, and
your temperature.
Oh, right.
Right? These are just four basic metrics that always happen when you go to the doctor. Before you do surgery on your house, don't you think you should have some metrics done so that you have a baseline of knowledge? And these tests out there include the blower door. There's also zonal pressure testing. There's also thermography testing. There's also duct blaster testing. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. But those are kind of four of those baseline tests that should absolutely be done by contractors who are going to be doing new windows, any air sealing, any improvement on your home, a new HVAC system, new windows on your home. If you're going to do anything to your home, you should have these baseline metrics so that not only do you know how your home is performing before the surgery, but you know how it is performing after the surgery. Those measured improvements are really what we're going after, and we're trying to get homeowners to start to demand this, because there's a lot of contractors out there and there's a lot of home performance professionals out there who are ready to do the work. They're just not used to homeowners asking for it.
And so are you also putting on a workshop in Carbondale for contractors?
We are. From noon to 1:30, there's a lunch and learn where Corbett's going to be telling everyone about these key tests, how to implement them into their workflow, how homeowners can implement them into their asks for bids, and how they can use them, again, to find those measured results of improvement.
So Grace Lunsford and her husband, Corbett Lunsford, in town today in Carbondale for the Proof is Possible tour. You guys are kind of what people call nowadays YouTube famous. You do this show called the Home Diagnosis TV show.
Yeah.
Can you describe the show for us?
So Home Diagnosis is going to be out on PBS next summer, 2017, and it's like This Old House meets CSI. So literally, we're going into homes and we're diagnosing these mystery problems. The baby's room is too cold. Maybe there's moisture happening in the kitchen only during one season. Why is that happening? One room is cold, one room is hot. There's a weird smell. All of these things that make you uncomfortable in your home don't need to be there. Why is it happening? That's the big question. Is it the HVAC? Is it insulation? Is it in the enclosure? Unless you do diagnostic tests, you won't know the answer. So that's why our TV show is called Home Diagnosis, and people can see it on YouTube. Just Google Home Diagnosis TV and it comes right up. Corbett has lots and lots of videos on HVAC, on how we built the tiny lab, also other diagnostic tests. This is kind of why we're YouTube famous, because he jumped into this field, and I'm a filmmaker, and nobody really knew what he was doing. So I said, look, let's just put you on camera so you can start explaining it. And now we have fans all over the world. Yeah, we're a little like a building science celebrity on YouTube.
It's really cool. And so you mentioned that you're a film producer. I have to ask you one last question. We're almost out of time, but what was it like to attend the Cannes Film Festival? Did you wear a dress made out of repurposed materials from a Habitat for Humanity store or what?
I love that you said that. That would have been super. So I went to the Cannes Film Festival with my film, The Other One, which people can see on Amazon or Hulu. When they forget the title, it's not that one, it's The Other One. No, actually, I had two designers in Chicago make dresses for me. I actually got to go over to Cannes 2 years in a row to talk about that film.
Nice, nice. Well, for more info on the event today in Carbondale, it's at the Rec Center from 11 to 4. You can check out CORE's Facebook page, facebook.com/resource efficiency, or Grace Lunsford. How can people connect directly with the Proof is Possible tour?
By going to proofispossible.com, click on the workshops, click on Carbondale. You'll find some details there, and definitely come on out and see us. It's going to be a great day.
Thanks so much for speaking to Katie and Kay.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
For KD&K News, I'm Gavin Dahl.
Over the weekend, Colorado's candidates for the U.S. Senate discussed Social Security, free trade, and foreign policy during their first debate. Incumbent Democrat Michael Bennett faced off against Republican Daryl Glenn and Libertarian Lily Tong Williams, Ben Berkland reports.
The Senate race has been extremely quiet so far, but the crowd in Grand Junction was fired up, especially at the end of the debate, when the candidates asked each other questions. Here's an exchange where Glenn asked Bennett about his support for the Iran nuclear deal.
Would you continue to support that?
Yes.
So you agree with...
And I would say to you in my answer that...
Well,
if,
and again,
if you
this is my time.
Am I not permitted to answer
the question?
He is
allowed to answer the question.
I would say that in my answer, Daryl has said over and over again that one of the first things he would do if he were in Washington is he would rip up the Iran deal. So my question is, would you go to Iran and get the 12 ton, go to Russia to get the 12 ton of enriched uranium that no longer is in Iran and is now outside of Iran?
The race also includes Green Party and Unity Party candidates, but they didn't meet the threshold of more than 1% of the state's voters to be included in the debate. While the audience was engaged, about half of the 1,000-seat venue was empty. Club 20, a group of counties and businesses in western Colorado, sponsored the event. No other Senate debates are scheduled so far. I'm Benta Berkland in Grand Junction.
What if some people treated the world the way they do public radio?
Was everything all right with your meal?
Oh, what a feast.
Crab bisque was out of this world.
Oh, and the calamari was perfection.
I'll pass along your compliments to the chef. Here's your check.
Check? We're not going to pay for the meal.
I'm sorry?
I mean, why should we pay?
I don't understand.
You've got other patrons here.
Yeah, let them pay.
But you said...
My husband and I deserved a free meal. Right, dear?
Absolutely. We got it right.
But...
If everyone acted like this couple, there would be no public radio for any of us. Make your pledge to your public radio station today, so we can keep serving up great programming all year long.